Let's face it, when a tree falls down and knocks out your power, you usually have two concerns. When is my power coming back, and when are they going to clean this mess up? But have you ever thought about why that tree fell?
Trees that do fail, we need more information about those trees.
That's Mark Rudnicki. He's a scientist at UConn who studies forests.
How did they fail? Where did they fail? What kind of tree was it? How big was it? Was it surrounded by neighbors, or was it all alone? Did it have root rot? These basic information about tree failure, nobody collects it. Everyone's, after a storm, really focused on getting the power back up, getting this mess cleaned up, and the data is literally chewed up in chippers.
And that data is important. About 90% of power outages during storms are caused by trees that fail. So what if scientists could determine why a tree fails and how it could be prevented? What if they could build stronger trees? That's the mission behind StormWise, a tree and forest management program at UConn. I met up with Rudnicki near the Fenton Track of the Yukon Forest to check out his work. It's snowy and it's really cold. As we march through the snow, we look up and there's a long power line arching above us.
And this power line here goes down to the Fenton River, and it's one of the two rivers that supplies Yukon its water.
The line powers a pump house by the river, so it's an important power artery. To protect it, Rudnicki's team has thinned out the edge of the forest, cutting back trees and branches near the power line. It's not clear-cutting. Actually, it's far from it. Rudnicki says his idea has more nuance. He wants to cut back some of the trees in an effort to leave more space for those left behind.
To open this up, to get these trees to intercept more wind, start moving more, and it's that movement that sends the messages, we need to grow stronger, okay. We need to change our shape, we need to, because now the wind average wind loading has increased. Trees can't adapt to the extremes, but they do adapt to the average. And if we increase the average, then when the extreme comes, their threshold of how much extreme they handle is higher.
More wind equals stronger trees. And that leads to the next question. How long would it take to increase the average strength of trees in a roadside forest?
That's really a very crucial question. That is. And we don't know. And that's part of what this research is. We're tracking this long term. After we open this up, we're going to do exactly that. We're going to monitor these sway dynamics very carefully.
And he means very carefully. Looking up about 40 feet, it's not only the fence and power line arching above us, there's also an array of gizmos sticking to the trunks of several different trees. Jenna Klink is a master's student at UConn.
It is a box that pretty much measures the motion of the tree, the change in angle of the tree, 10 times per second.
That's 10 times per second, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So that I can then take that information, take it to a computer, and replot it and actually see how these trees are moving in real time in the wind. And I can see how much is this tree moving when there is wind. How far is it moving? What direction is it moving in? And then how is that changing after this thinning? As more wind is flowing through the forest, are we seeing the trees moving more? Are they completely changing the dynamics of the sway patterns?
It's a lot of data, and
we have a whole year of data also monitoring the stand before any thinning was done, so we have a great database to compare it to how this thinning affected the trees.
More than a dozen trees are rigged up, which means Klink's data accounts for a lot of variability.
We have a wide variety of species, different ages of trees, different sizes, and also different locations along the edge, so we can get a whole picture of how are the different species responding to these changes in the forest, and how are different trees in different stages of their life responding? Are younger trees responding differently than older, mature trees? So we have a really great variety of different trees being studied out here.
Klink says the Fenton site will be monitored for years to come, and StormWise plans to set up roadside trimming experiments near power lines around the state, tracking how trees respond to a bit more open space, letting their branches dance on the wind. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.